All right, Rabbi Yisrael, let's go. Perek Dalid. So we saw last Perek was the war between Moab, Elisha's involvement in that war, Yoshaphat and the Navi, and going to the Navi, and they thought it was the valley, and there was blood in the water, and they thought it was blood, but it really was just the reflection of the red mountains of Edom. And it ends off in this very, very weird way. We saw different understandings of how exactly who killed what and who got killed. Okay, Ayin Sham. Perek Dalid. V'isha achas minishay v'nei hanavim tza'akar al Elisha lemor. Avdecha ishi meis v'ato yadata ki avdecha haya yareis Adonai v'hanoshe bo lakachas eshnei yaladai lo la'avadim. So there's a lot which is unclear about this pasuk. The first thing is, who is this woman? And who is the Bnei HaNevi'im? And she calls out to Elisha and she says, my husband, as if Elisha knows who he is, my husband died, and you know who my husband was. He was a big Yerushamayim. And what happened? The Nosha. What's the Nosha? From the Lashon of Neshach. Okay, the person, the guy who we took a loan from. Okay, he's coming to take marbis, right? To take ribis. And if we don't have money, so what do? You gotta be sold into slavery. If you don't have funds to pay back the loan, so you gotta sell your kids to slavery, which is a terrible, terrible economic situation for Am Yisrael. Remember, we're not holding in the times of Achav. We're holding in times in which in by Malchai Yisrael, things are not good economically. Elisha is going around and most of his miracles, as we've seen, as we are going to see, have to do with the socio-economic status in Malchus Yisrael. So Chazal fill us in on who this woman is and who her husband was. And they learn it from a little bit of a diuk in the pasuk. The Midrash says that if you take a look, that the Bnei HaNevi'im, who are the Bnei HaNevi'im? That this is Ovadia. We're speaking about Ovadia. Now, Ovadia, you know that Ovadia, what do we know about Ovadia, guys? What do we know about Ovadia?
He's
amazing, what?
No, he's a ger.
He's a ger, okay. What else do we know about Ovadia, guys? Come on, just a few prakim ago. He saved the Nevi'ei Hashem. Remember, Izebel made a gzira. Okay, this is good. We do chazara. It's good. Okay? Izebel made a gzira that all the Nevi'im are going to die. And what does he go ahead and do? And what does Ovadia do? He hides them away. And he puts them in a cave. Right? Him and Eliyahu's interaction. Remember, Achav sends Ovadia to go and find Eliyahu when he's looking for the rain. Remember, guys? Okay, if you don't remember, that's okay. That's why I'm here to remind you. So you know who my husband was, Ovadia. He was a tzaddik. He was a good person. And now pay attention. Ovadia is no longer. Ovadia isn't here. And Chazal say, who's the Noshe? This is the ironic part or the terrible part. The Noshe says Chazal is Yehoram, the king. The king of Malchus Yisrael, right? A bechina of Paro Asher Loya Dais Yosef. Remember, Ovadia was the head of staff of Achav. Now, just a generation later, Achav's child doesn't have the basic Hakara Satov to have Chemla on this poor widow. Chazal also tell us that why does she have this loan? She has this loan because Ovadia, when he was trying to be Mechalkel, try to save these Nevi'im, he had to pay for their food for years, right? And so there's this outstanding loan which he has, which he took from the king without the king knowing. But now Yehoram is, we understand why Yehoram is looking to take care of his loans, because they're running out of money. The economic situation is not good. But see who pays for that, right? This Nebuch, this widow, and her two children are going to be sold into slavery. So she comes to Elisha and she says, help me. Vayomer ala Elisha, ma'a selach, hagidi li ma'a yeshlach babayis. Vatomer ein l'shiv chascha kol babayis kim asuch shaman. So he says, how can I help you? What do you have inside of your house? And she says, I have just Just a small little jug of oil. Mom, it's just a small jug of oil. And the jug of oil is so small that it's not even for cooking. It's just enough to rub my hands, right? Just as an ointment. Mom, it's just a small amount. Vayomer. So Elisha says to her, Lachi sha'alilach kelim min hachutz me'ez kosh chaynayich kelim rekim al tamiti. Bring a lot of kelim. Go around to your neighbors. Bring empty kelim. Don't stop. Just bring as many kelim as you could bring. Ubas v'sagar tadeos ba'adeich v'ad banayich. And come in, close the door. V'yatzakt al kol ha'kelim ha'ele v'hamalei tasi. And now start, you'll have your son start pouring this small jug of oil. And it's going to continue. Vatelech miito vatizgor hadelas ba'adao va'ad banea. Heim magishim alea v'heim mutzakes. Right? They're getting all these kelim. They go to all their neighbors. They're getting the kelim. She's pouring it over. Vayikim la'os ha'kelim vatomer al bana hagisha elai od keli. Vayomer ala ein od keli. So, where are all the kelim? All the kelim, they're finished. Vayamor hasham. And the oil just stops to pour. Vatavo vatageid la'isha Elohim vayomer l'chi michriyas ha'shemen v'shalmiyas nishaych. Va'at ubanaych tichi banosar. So Elisha says, she's like, what am I going to do with all this oil? Elisha says, go and sell the oil and you pay off the debts that you have, and you and your son are going to have to, you'll have parnasa from this for the rest of your life. Now, a very, very basic question which we need to ask on this, guys, is what? What is the nature of this miracle, right? Isn't there like other ways in which Elisha can save this woman? Huh? Okay, we're going to get to Hanukkah in a second, but Bipashas, before we get to Drash.
It's time back to Eliyahu.
Huh?
It's time back to Eliyahu again.
Why is it Eliyahu?
Because Eliyahu also made the oil everlasting, but he did it in like a selfish way, so Elisha's like
Right. Meaning there's a little bit of a difference over here between the miracle of Eliyahu and Elisha. But why doesn't he just... Yeah.
Well, we know that the greatest way to give somebody, to do chesed or anything, is to give somebody a job, other than just giving them money. So like, oh, after oil, she's now have to go and sell it. Like, at least she's...
Oh, yafemod. Meaning he's not just giving her money. He's saying that you have to do a hishtadlus. Not only do you have to do a hishtadlus, but you actually have to go and get kalim. And all of Mefarshim point out that in general, and the Ramban in Sefer Bereishis a few times says, Hashem does not create miracles if there's no kli to be makabel that miracle. So very literally what she does here is she takes the oil and she finds a kli. Now, what Yaki was saying is very true. Right? This is the story of Hanukkah before it ever happens. Right? And we think of the story of Hanukkah, this is it. Right? Just a little bit of oil lasted a whole lot of time. A lot of emunah. This is a beautiful story, which I don't think a lot of people speak about when they talk about Hanukkah, but it's clearly, the psukim are like shouting out to us, this is a nace of the Pach HaShemen, the Pachim Ktanim. Yaakov goes back for the Pachim Ktanim. This is the first time. Okay. So, beautiful story. That's the end of the story. Now, second story. Vayihi hayom, vayavor Elisha el Shunem. Visham ishag dola vatechazak bo leechol lachem vaimide ovro yusar shama leechol lachem. Elisha, very similarly to Shmuel, the last navi that we see do this on a standard basis, was what would he do? He would travel throughout Eretz Yisrael, right? Shmuel, for the most part, didn't stay in one area. He would travel throughout Am Yisrael, inspiring the people. We know by Eliyahu stayed in a place, and he was misboded. But Elisha was very much with the people. So every single time that he went to this area, right, to this place of Shunem, so there's this very influential woman, the Isha HaShunamit, this woman, and she's an Isha Gdola. That means that she's influential. She also has the means to help. And she insists that Elisha come and eat by her. Right? She's me'ain the gvir, that when the Rebbe comes to town, she makes sure that the Rebbe is staying by her. Right? And but Elisha Bechlal, he wasn't very interested in the whole in staying by people. Bechlal, the Nevi'im as a whole, really outside of Eliyahu and outside of Elisha over here, they really try to avoid what? What do they try to avoid? They try to avoid taking Tovas Hanah from other people. Why? Where do we see this? We see this by Moshe Rabbeinu. We see this by Yahushua, right? What's their claim? Their claim is, as shor mi lakachti, right? I didn't take anything from you people, right? It's not that the Nevi'im, right? The Nevi'i Emes don't get any Tovas Hanah from their Nevuah, right? But over here, she insists that he stays. Vatomer Elisha, hinei no yadati ki ish Elohim kadoshu, over aleinu tamid. She goes to her husband and she says the following proposal. This guy is a big tzaddik and he's always coming through town. He's a very holy person. Na'asena alias kir ktana v'nasim lo sham mita v'shulchan v'kisei u'menorah. So we'll make him a little place in our attic that every single time he comes by, he doesn't have to sleep in an inn. He could sleep in a place in which it's comfortable. It'll be his place. And that's where he's going to stay. So Elisha goes. So this is very interesting as to like why we needed this entire hakdama to this story. It sounds like there's something of importance that the fact that Elisha is staying by these people's house. Meaning like we could really just hear the story of the Isha Shunamit, the miracle without this hakdama. So I want you guys to think for a little bit. Maybe you guys will have an answer as to like what is the role of this hakdama to this story. So he goes to sleep. So I think this is the first time that we're told about Gehazi, right? Have we mentioned Gehazi until this point? I don't think so. Gehazi is Me'ain, the Elisha of Eliyahu. Okay? Gehazi is what? Is the Robin. Okay? He's the sidekick. Okay? If Elisha is Batman, so he's Robin. So he goes to Gehazi, but as we're going to see, Gehazi is a challenging character and very complex. So he says, Gehazi, go and ask the woman to come over here. Vayomer lo emorna ala hine charat elenu es kol acharada hazos me laasos la chayesh ledaber lach el amelech o el sar hatzava vatomer betoch ami anochi yoshaves. So he sends Gehazi. Obviously, he doesn't, you know, at least at this first point, he doesn't want to interact directly with her. So he sends his nar, and he says, Gehazi, go and ask her what we can do. This is so beautiful. She went out of her way. She did this big tircha to make a place for us to stay. How can I help you? Can I speak to the king for you? Can I speak to a general? Right? Elisha is someone that's always looking out for people, right? In the last story, he's looking out for this woman. In this story, now he's looking out for her as well. Is there something that I can do for you? And what does she say? Once again, she's an influential woman. She's an Isha Gdola. Maybe she doesn't need anything. She says, no, I'm just a Pashat Yid. Betoch ami anochi yoshavis. I'm okay. I'm good. I'm just one of the other people. Vayomer umela asosla. Vayomer gechazi aval bein ein la v'isha zakein. She doesn't ask for miracles. She doesn't ask for miracles. She's a simple woman. Betoch ami anochi yoshaves. And Mistama, at this point in her life, she has given up on the possibility of having a child. But Gehazi knows that she doesn't have a child. So Gehazi says, her husband's old. She doesn't have a child. Let's give her a bracha that she's going to have a child. Vayomer krala vayikrala vata'amod bapata. So he says, okay, call her in. So she comes. Vayomer lamoed hazeh ke'et chaya at choveket bein. It's almost like the same lashon bai, right? By the malachim, right? By Avram and Sarah, right? For this, by this year, you're going to have a child. Vatomer el adoni ish Elohim al tachzev b'shivchatecha. Don't play with my heart. That's what she said. Don't play with my heart. I didn't ask for anything. I said betoch ami anochi yoshavas. I have. Now, understand why she's saying this. Chaver, why is she saying this? Mistama, for a very long time, she's been dealing with this issue of what? Of not being able to have a child. At this point in her life, she's probably come to the realization that she's not going to have a child. Until she got there, you know what agmas nefesh that is? A person who's an akara, a person who can't have children. So she says, don't play with me. Like, I can't go through the agmas nefesh that I went through once. I don't want to go through that. So if you're messing around, you're playing around, I don't want to play this game. It's going to be very important for the for going forward. Vatar ha'isha v'til edbein l'mo'ed hazeh keit chaya asher diber aleh Elisha. So just like Elisha said, she has this child. Vayigdal ha'yalad v'hi ha'yom v'yitze el aviv el ha'kotrim. So the child grows up, and he goes out to the field with his father. Vayomer el aviv, roshi, roshi, vayomer el anar seyu el imo. He's having a terrible headache, a migraine, something's bothering him. So he says, Pa, you know, my head's hurting me. So he's obviously very weak, ad kedei kach, that he needs to be carried away by one of his other siblings. So take him to his mother. Pasuk kaf, Vayisaeu vayivyeu el imo vayeshev al birkeh ad ha-tzoharayim ve'amos. He dies, the child dies on his mother's knees. Vatal vatishkeveyu al mitas ish Elohim vitzgor ba'ado vatetzei. Now the where the inspiration comes for this, I don't know. She goes into Elisha's room. She puts her son on Elisha's bed, and she goes out. She closes the door. Vatikra Elisha vatomer shilchan ali echad min na'arim va'achat atonot va'aruto ad ish Elohim va'ashuva. She says, I gotta run, I gotta go speak to Elisha. Now, what doesn't she say? She doesn't say that the kid's dead. So does he know? Maybe. Maybe not. Why doesn't she say? Why doesn't she scream? The kid's dead, I'm going. And it's pashut that at this point he doesn't know. Vayomer madua at holechet. Why are you going? Elav hayom lo chodesh velo shabbat. It's not Rosh Chodesh, not Shabbos. Why are you going to him? As if like there was this expectation. She used to go all the time. On Rosh Chodesh, she used to go to the Shir Klali, whatever it was. But today's not a day to go, so why are you going? Vatomer shalom. Honey, I'll see you later. I'm going. Okay. Now, why is it that she doesn't want to tell her husband that the son is dead? Yeah.
She's hopeful that Elisha could revive.
Yeah, but why? But meaning like, yes, correct. But why not tell the father?
What's the point? If Elisha actually can, then there's no point of causing him to go through all that stuff. Oh,
so she's trying to save him the agmas nefesh. Okay, yeah, fair. Yeah, Ben.
There's also the potential that she is trying to hurt Elisha because she was okay not having a child. And then once Elisha got her the child, then he was taken away.
So she's ready. She's ready to go like, okay.
Fight.
Okay, could be, yeah.
She can't
live with that. Meaning, like, she felt no pulse, but like, you can't. All very, very nice possibilities. Pasuk of Dalet. Vatachbosh ha'ason vatomer al nahara nahag v'leich al ta'atzri li lirkov kim amarti lach. Keep going. Don't stop until I tell you to. Vatelech vatavo Elisha Elohim al har ha'karmel. Where is Elisha? He's in the har ha'karmel. He's in his Rebbe's place. Look, it's the Shunamit lady. It's a nice lady. Ata roots na likrasav emorla hashalom la hashalom li sheikh hashalom yaled vatomer shalom. She sees Gehazi, and Elisha says, go ask her how everything's going. So Gehazi asks, how's your husband? How's your this? Get out of here. Shalom, shalom. Okay? This she likes the shalom. No? I don't, meaning, it's a weird thing. It's not familiar to me other places in Tanakh where like a person is just like sort of like totally ignored by a shalom. Like like this is clearly like a passive aggressive shalom. Right? I don't know. Vatavoel, as if, what do I mean by that? As if she sees Gehazi and she's like, okay, like I don't need to speak to like this. I don't need to speak to Robin. Okay, I need to speak to the king. You know, I got to speak to the real guy. Okay. Pasuk of Zion. Vatavo el Isha Elohim el Ahar. Vatechazek biraglav. She goes. She grabs his legs. Vaygash gechazi lahodfan. Gechazi. What does he do? Tries to push her away. Vayomer Isha Elohim harpela ki nafsha marala. Says, leave her alone. Gechazi, leave her alone. She's obviously in a place, a terrible emotional state. Vadonai ha'alimi meni v'lo higidli. What does Elisha say? I don't know what's going on. I don't know what happened. It's interesting that I think this is also a very, very special and unique lashon, which I don't remember seeing in other places. That doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, but it's not something that stood out to me. Like, why does he have to say, like, I don't know what's going on? Mashma that he always does. Or mashma that he thinks he always does. Right? And he's saying, I don't know what's going on, but clearly there's something. Anyways, I'm not sure what it means, but clearly is that, like, he feels like he's always in control of the situation. He knows what's going on. Vatomer hasha'alti bein me'es Adoni. Did I ask you for a son? Halo amarti lo tashle'oti. I told you, don't mess with me. What is wrong with you? Vayomer l'Gehazi, chagor masnecha v'kach mishanti biyadecha. Take, Gehazi, take my staff. V'leich ki timtza ish lo tivarchenu. If someone tries to hack you on the way, don't. Don't answer him. V'samta mishanti al pnei anar. Go and put my staff on top of the child. Yeah.
Isn't Gehazi to go get the child back, the kid back to life?
Yeah.
Isn't Gehazi not a navi?
Mistama, he's part of this chevra of the bnei hanavim. Mistama. Now it's interesting. Like, Elisha is like really like throughout this entire process is like referring and like giving it off to Gehazi. Go and speak to her. Gehazi, go and get, you know, like almost as if like I don't know. Meaning it's clear that he's deferring to him. So is this him trying to teach him the ropes because he's the next one up? I'm not sure. Or is it because like he?
Isn't someone like a navi supposed to like be on a certain level, like very with the people, also very removed?
Right, but so then what? So that, but so right,
his own world.
Right. It could be.
Gehazi is the one that has to go.
Right, he's the miyasem. He's the implement. Okay,
yeah, but we just said he can still.
It could as we're.
Can still put the baby back to life.
So let's see. It's probably not a baby. Meaning he's probably a yelid already, but okay. Now just. The fact that he's not a baby, I think, is even significant to the story is because, like, he this is a couple years now. She's gotten used to the fact that she has a child. She's gotten used to that. Okay. Vatomer em hanar chai Adonai v'chai nafshecha ime ezveka. She says, I'm holding on to your leg, Elisha. You could send whoever you want, but I'm not leaving until you come with me. As if the scene that I like imagine in my head is like, if you've ever been like in an emergency room with a mother and her child is sick and the doctor says like, hey nurse, go and like take it. And like a mother's like a little bit meshuganer about her son. You know what she's going to say to the doctor? You're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. And that's what she says. You're not going anywhere. You're the doctor. What are you doing? You're sending your shliach. Vayakam vayelech acharei. And so she convinces him and he goes. The Gehazi avar lifnehem, but Gehazi was faster and he runs. Vayasem es hamishenes al pnei anar ve'in kol ve'in koshev. Vayashev likraso vayeged lo limor lo hikitz anar. He goes back, he puts the thing on, nothing happens. Runs back to Elisha. Says nothing happened. I'm sorry. Gehazi so far is like 0 for 10 on like all of his attempts at anything. That's important just for later. Ve'avo Elisha habaisa v'ine anar meis mushkav al mitaso. So he comes in, he sees that the child is dead. Oh my gosh, it's 8:58, mamish. Okay. Ve'avo ve'iskor adelas ba'ad shnehim ve'ispalel el Adonai. He closes the door. Chavra, what's the inyan of closing the door? He tells... He tells her to close the door in the beginning. She goes ahead and closes the door. The widow closes the door. He closes the door. Vayal vayishka valayel vayasim pi val pi veinav al einav vekapav al kapav vayikhar lo veyacham besar hayoled. So he does, once again. He probably learned CPR from Eliyahu. Vayasa vayelech vabayis achas heina vachas heina. He's pacing back and forth, probably in a deep tefillah. Vayal vayikhar alav vayizarer hanar ad sheva pa'amim vayifkach hanar es einav. Okay, doing CPR too many times at the same time could not be good. So he takes breaks. He starts tefillah 7 times, and the child wakes up. Vayikra el gechazi vayomar, kra la shunamis, call her. Kra la shunamis, says those, vayikra vatavo elav, vayomer si'i b'neich, take your son. Vatavo vatipo al raglav, vatishtachu arza vatisa es b'na vatitze. Story number 2. I don't know. I'm not sure if this is like a practical thing or it was like a Kabbalistic thing. I'm not sure what it is. But clearly it's some sort of, meaning like the Radak and other Rishonim understand that it's some sort of like CPR thing. Now, I want to finish the Perek, but like I also like, I have so many questions on this story. Like, what's this story about?
It just ends like that.
What's the story? Like, take your son, that's it. And what's the closing thing? Like, what? Eliyahu as a whole, a lot of the miracles that were done for Eliyahu, although they're similar to Elisha, they're different in a certain way. We explained that the miracles that happened to Eliyahu were what? They all had a purpose and a lesson for Eliyahu. By the ravens, told him that he was being, by the woman, he didn't have enough rachamim. By the child, he's not having enough rachamim, right? And then the other really, really big miracles, Chevron, by Eliyahu, were all barabim. They all happened publicly. Hara Karma, all these stories happened publicly. So some of the things that happen to Elisha are public. But even the things that don't happen publicly, these stories of him saving people, it's all b'chadrei chadarim. It's like a whole, it's a different model of nevuah, and it's a whole different model of a nes. And maybe the question that we just have to ask for a second is what is the role of these miracles? Is it just to save people? So the answer is that yes, that Elisha took a very, very different role than Eliyahu. Eliyahu, on a certain sense, as a whole, was an international Navi. He had like a little bit of a bigger hashpah. He was much more involved, meaning Elisha has that also. But at least in these stories, it has the miracle is not something which was spoken about. Right? Maybe that's also why she closes the door. She doesn't tell her husband. She doesn't need her husband to know about these miracles, because the miracle is not necessarily, the miracles by Eliyahu sometimes were like a gilui that Hashem exists. Over here, it doesn't have to be that the gilui is berabim. These miracles don't need to happen because it's not about impacting tshuva v'chulu. There's nothing that this lady did, right? So I'm saying there's nuances here in these stories. Let's just, mamish, for the last minute, see one last story. So there's a big rav. Now it's not clear if like everywhere there's a rav, but the Bnei Anavim clearly are hungry. So Elisha says to Gehazi, Get this pot together, cook it together.
Why don't we just stop calling
Gehazi by his name?
Why don't we just stop calling
Gehazi
by his name?
I'm not sure. Vayetze echad al asadil alaket oros, v'imtza gefen sadev, v'yelaket mimenu p'kuat sadem lo bigdo, v'yavo v'yifalach el sir ha-nazir ki lo yado. So they're making a big cholent. The guy's outside. He sees like a geshmak, a sort of vegetable. He's like, you know what? I'm going to throw it into the pot. Okay? Meanwhile, he doesn't know that what? It's a poisonous plant. They start pouring the food out for people. They're dying, mamish. They're dying. These Bnei Anavim. Vayomer chukemach vayeshleich al asir v'ratzak la'am vayochelu v'lo haya davar ra basir. So once again, he changes the thing, but like this isn't on an international level. He changes. He saves. He makes a miracle for the Bnei Hanavim, and they're saved. V'ish ba mi ba shal isha. So another thing, he comes. Someone comes with these bikurim to Elisha. He says, "Let these people eat." So there's hundreds of people here. Elisha realizes that they need to eat. This guy came with one loaf of bread or a few loaves of bread. And he says, this is not enough for all these people. Elisha says, don't worry, Shoin, it's going to be enough. And, v'kachava, v'yitem lifneem, v'yachlu, v'yosiru kidvar Adonai. So a lot of quick stories, four nisim, niflos, which clearly aren't like on like a very, very, you know, like on the international stage, but they are impactful for the people that he's interacting with. And that's what I see a little bit is the theme with Elisha is that he's much more with the chavra. All right, shkoyach, guys.